Make It Right, the manufacturing podcast.
This is the Make It Right podcast. I'm Janet Eastman with Kevin Snook. And as we promised, today we are talking about the manufacturing CEO. He is responsible for the success of the business, and generally they do manufacturing tours to see how things are going. So, hi, Kevin. I'm sure you've been part of many of these tours. How often do they happen? Yeah, how often do they happen with a CEO?
I would say not often enough in most businesses that I've been a part of. And there's a good reason for that. You know, the CEO's a busy guy, and quite often they come from a marketing or sales background, even in a manufacturing company. And so a lot of their focus is on how are we going to grow the business? You know, what is it we need to do with the product, with the consumers, with the, you know, the customers in order to be able to keep growing the business? And on another hand, you know, they're working a lot of financial metrics. They're working with either bringing money into the company or being very careful about how the company is spending the money, and dealing with a lot of external stakeholders. So quite typically, what happens is they get caught up in all those different things, and possibly spend not enough time or not the most effective time that they could be in a production facility.
So would they do one of these once a year, or is it, I mean, you're saying they don't do them enough. What would be enough?
Well, it really depends on the size of your company, and it's not always the CEO. You know, it might be the manufacturing director, it might be the regional manufacturing director, depending on the size of the company. But I would say there ought to be a senior leader, at a senior level in the factory at least every 3 months.
Okay. So what are some of the common mistakes when the CEO is coming through doing one of these factory floor tours? What are the mistakes that they make?
Oh, I've seen some really good ones. Quite often coming from the head office and coming over to a factory. Certainly, let's say you're from the head office in London, and you're flying over to do factory tours in Asia. And you land in Thailand or Singapore or Malaysia, and you've got your suit on, and you want to go out on a factory tour. And I have seen some CEOs and senior level directors almost melt away to nothing as they're walking around a factory floor. And it's extremely good because you warn them in advance, and you let them know it's going to be hot and sweaty and sticky, and please just take your tie and your jacket off and go for a walk in your shirt. And some people, I don't know whether it's ego or whatever, they find it harder to listen to advice and end up melting, you know, and it just looks ridiculous. So I would say one thing, if you're a CEO and you're heading out to a factory, know what the weather's going to be like, know what the factory floor is actually, you know, what the conditions are, and be prepared for that.
I'm sure you look really impressive in your suit when you're melting underneath and everything's soaking wet. Like,
well, especially when the group has put a pair of safety shoes on you and maybe overalls, you know, because you have certain regulations. And so you've got, you know, 3 or 4 layers, and it's 30 degrees or 40 degrees on the factory floor. I think a lot of people in head offices forget what it's like working in factory conditions. And many, even the most sophisticated businesses around the world are still hot, still sticky, still humid, dusty, noisy. And so it's difficult for people to know unless you're experienced or you do a great job of listening to advice before you get out on the, you know, on the floor.
Have you seen somebody do it right?
Yes, I have. And I've had people that have been, you know, really impressive, calling in advance, trying to find out what would be the dress code, what would be the best dress for them to come in order to, you know, to make the tour. I've had both ladies and gentlemen, you know, check out in advance, you know, should I be wearing trousers for this? Should I be wearing safety boots? Do I need to bring my own safety boots? You know, whatever it is, they're thinking ahead. And people that do that tend to get it right.
Right. And anytime a CEO comes through, they always leave an impression. So you want to leave the best impression that's going to inspire your team. So what is that picture perfect CEO going to be doing when they walk through the factory?
Well, first of all, I want to say that they need to walk through the factory. I've seen too many CEOs plan the factory tour at the end of the busy day. And so what they want to do is they want to have a lot of discussions with the leadership team. They want to be talking around, you know, what's happening with the metrics in the business, et cetera. And then it's the last hour that is scheduled for the factory tour. The people on the factory floor have been waiting all day basically to see these higher level executives. And then they never even get there, or they get there for a quick run through for 5 minutes before they have to, you know, jump in the car and be taken away. So what I encourage people to do is to do that factory walk early on in their tour, early on in their visit to the factory, so that they really do get out to the production floor, because frankly, that's where they can have the biggest impact on the biggest number of people. Most of the people are not working in the offices, or shouldn't be anyway, and they should be out on the production floor, and that's where we want to be seeing leadership.
I think that we've all, you know, in the course of our lives, been on these in these town hall meetings where somebody is coming in, there's going to tell you, you know, what's going on and whatnot. And in my experience, most people who have to attend a town hall or be there for the tour are like, oh, let's just get this over with. And they're very rarely inspired by that person who comes and walks through. So the goal is to inspire, right?
Absolutely. And the town hall thing is a nightmare. I don't think that there's a good place in the modern factory or the modern business even for stopping production lines, pulling people together and having a conversation with them off the production lines. You know, we ought to be doing that type of communication through mobile phones, through video, through other ways of sharing that type of information. I think the factory tour is really about getting in touch with what's happening in the factory, and specifically knowing what I'm looking for, who I'm talking to, and what type of issues they are seeing. The role of a leader in a business is to help and support the frontline employees to do the best job that they can. And so the factory tour, in a way, gives a CEO or a senior executive a chance to jump a few levels of the organization and get down to the touch point and show people what's important to them and ask them, what help can I give for you? What is it that you've been trying to do that you haven't been successful in getting done? And then, you know, the CEO or the executive can take that away with them and start to take real action that helps the majority of people in the business.
So the CEO who's doing this, right, they're coming in, they're dressed appropriately, they're walking through, and they're talking to the individuals that are on the factory floor. They're actually engaging with those individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't want it to be a dog and pony show. You know, we don't want too many boards and signs and things up where people are talking through. It's good that we have factory floor workers ready to talk to executives. But the key discussion, in my opinion, ought to be the executive saying, you know, basically acknowledging who you are, thanking you for being a part of the business, asking what types of things you're working on at the moment, and then what help and support do you need from me? And, you know, there may be a couple of little presentations put together, which, you know, let me say something about that in a minute. But assuming that conversation goes on with the frontline employees, I think the executive ought to be really just doing a great job of listening.
So tell me about the presentations.
Yeah, so I've seen some really good examples of leaders who come in to do listening, and some really terrible examples of people who come in and get frustrated. If you are working in a business with overseas divisions, you know, maybe you're from Portugal and you're doing tours in, you know, Poland, or you're from the Ukraine and you're doing tours in Asia. Now, it's very unlikely that people are going to be speaking your language. It's very unlikely they're going to be speaking their first language. And so I had one example where there was a senior executive from the US, came in and into one of the Asian countries. And the factory manager had done a great job of trying to get the frontline leaders to do some discussions. And now these frontline leaders didn't speak fluent English, but they were trying extremely hard to put their message across in English. And after that, I heard the senior director say to the plant manager, "Don't you ever put me in that embarrassing situation again." I just thought that was the most insensitive, unpractical thing I had ever heard. The plant manager was trying to give people a platform, trying to give them an opportunity, maybe a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to talk to somebody from outside their country who could, you know, who could listen to them and offer some help and advice and support. And the whole factor was this guy was so full of ego that he wasn't even willing to listen to the challenges that the other people had, even in speaking English, let alone the challenges they had on the production line. And so, you know, there are people like that out there. It sounds, when you say it on a show like this, it sounds a little bit ridiculous. But I've come across that type of attitude way too often in my career. And those people immediately lose my respect. And, you know, as far as I can tell, they lose the respect of the people in the factory as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I would assume too, I mean, based on that situation, the average worker that's in these places, even like as a worker myself, I don't expect that the CEO is going to want to speak to me and know my opinion. So if they came up to me and asked me a question, I'd be like, I can't tell you what the real issues are here. Like, whoa. But yeah. You would encourage them to say, yeah, you have to tell them what the real issues are, because otherwise he doesn't know and we can't fix it.
Exactly. And now this comes back to the more transparent or open culture that we want to be able to build in businesses. But a big part of that is each layer of the organization having trust in the others. Now that's a cultural change, right? That takes some time to shift, especially if it's a culture that's been previously built on fear or some kind of mistrust. But if you put the right steps in place, then you can gradually change that to be a much more open culture. And I think the CEO and the senior executives can really help with that. If they're insisting on trying to get, you know, the real answers from the frontline employees, really trying to understand the challenges that they're having, and if they have a bit of technical knowledge, you know, and this may even be prompted by somebody at the factory or somebody in a support department who helps them ask, you know, the right questions, how helps them look around the factory and see where issues are and things that they could actually ask about. In that way, you're showing that it's okay to have problems in the factory. It's okay to have areas that are not working well. And I do want to know about it, because the more I know about it, the more I can help you get them fixed.
So how do you know at the end of the day if the tour has been a success?
Well, I think you ought to walk away with a to-do list of areas where you need to have more discussions or you need to be putting some help and support in place. As I said, the role of the leader is to know how and where they can best help and support the frontline employees or the manufacturing employees. And during those discussions, whether it's in the meeting room or on the factory floor, you want to have a list of things that you're going to go back and help them get fixed. And by help and support, it doesn't necessarily mean money, you know, although some of these things will cost some money or will cost the company some money. What it does mean is that you've listened openly and you'll know whether they need some new tools, some training, some kind of new equipment in the business, you know, whether they need a consultant to come in and help them with something or, you know, whatever it is, you've listened openly enough to be able to come away with some things that you want to help them solve.
And should there also be sort of an impact with the people within the factory? Should there be some sort of measure of success? Maybe they feel a little bit more confident in their role, or they feel confident that yes, stuff is actually going to change.
Yeah, now that's a difficult one to measure, but what I've found does happen is, and certainly as a consultant to some of these companies, you know, sometimes as a consultant, you get started off being treated as a senior person or a senior executive. And when you first go in, people are a little bit guarded and then they start to open up. What I've always seen as a very good metric from the plant is that if you start to go into the factory and people are coming to you, they're coming to you to talk to you and to take you over to their equipment and to get you involved and to show you things rather than you having to prompt it, then you know you're doing a pretty good job of factory tours.
Okay. Kevin, the next time when we chat, we're going to talk about what the CEO is actually looking for on the factory floor when he's there beyond meeting with the people that are there. So we'll have that conversation next time on the Make It Right podcast. Thanks very much for your time again today.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Join us again for the Make It Right podcast. You can hear us on iTunes and at lucidi4.com, Make It Right. And please share it with your friends. And thank you very much for listening.